We usually don't think of the Mountain West as a haven for white supremacy, but the Anti-Defamation League recently found that the region is responsible for 10% of all white supremacy propaganda, even though there is just 5% of the population here. The foothold racism and other bigotry have in Wyoming inspired one Laramie man to begin documenting hate-filled comments he's found online in his community. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
Scroll through the comments below any political news story, and you're likely to find more than a few vicious or mean-spirited posts. Most people ignore these comments, but not Michael McDaniel. He spends a little time every day digging into the worst of these online opinions. It's his way of fighting the hate, racism, and Nazis in his community.
So like you see here, I'm going to my inbox, and this gentleman sent me a screenshot of an argument on somebody's personal page that he was friends with.
The screenshot captures an exchange between two Wyomingites in a comment section. One of them lets loose with an aggressive comment, making casual use of a racial slur.
So what I do is I look up the person's name and see if their Facebook page is open. If people leave their Facebook pages relatively open, you can get a sense of who they are as a person.
McDaniel scrolls to the commenter's personal profile and learns that the commenter is a recent graduate of Sheridan High School and that he frequently posts negatively about women.
But this is the one that really kind of got me.
Here's the commenter's quote that offends McDaniel. Quote, "You know, it's kind of ridiculous that there be girls that their vaginas have more confirmed kills than my future AR-15. End quote. It's comments like these that led McDaniel to launch his own Facebook page, Wyoming Hate Watch. There, he shares the results of his investigations into the people behind these bigoted or hateful Facebook comments.
I just want the community to be aware that these people are out there. You know, if you are part of a minority population, I'm sure it would be to your benefit to know that there's people out there that are in your community that hate you specifically because your race or religion.
McDaniel has been running Wyoming Hate Watch for just a few weeks now, but it's already attracted more than 400 followers. While the page is new, hate and bigotry in the Equality State are not. In 1885, 28 Chinese coal miners were killed in the Rock Springs Massacre, and in 1998, Matthew Shepard was murdered for his sexual orientation. More recently, the white nationalist group Identity Europa, now called the American Identity Movement, put up flyers at the University of Wyoming and around the state. Then in 2018, the Laramie Police Department arrested someone who spray-painted Jesus Sucks on the walls of a Catholic church. The young man was charged with 4 counts of property destruction and 1 count of littering. Laramie Police Chief Dale Stalder says bias-motivated crimes are reported to the state and the FBI, but are treated no differently in the state's courts.
Whatever that criminal behavior is, there is no enhancements if it's bias-motivated. In some states, you have that bias enhancement, but not in Wyoming.
Vandalism is just vandalism, even if it's in a church. And homicide is just homicide, even if it's motivated by bigotry. And last year, someone replaced the American flag in Laramie's Washington Park with the flag of Nazi Germany. The stars and stripes were folded and left nearby, so there was no charge of theft. And the raising of the Nazi flag was not, in itself, illegal. Nor was the burning of a Koran during a rally in Gillette in 2016. Lieutenant Chuck Deaton was monitoring the scene that day with other officers from the Gillette Police Department.
It was actually a very boring day. What I remember the most from it is me standing out in the sun, getting my bald head sunburned.
Counter-protesters organized before the rally and showed up to voice their disapproval. Deaton says most incidents like this happen without event, but says law enforcement has to plan for every possible outcome.
Our job here is to keep the community safe, and so you have to stay on top of things like that. Certainly when we get information about threats, things like that, we certainly investigate them as far as we can and, of course, take extra steps as well to ensure the safety of the public.
I think it's just really challenging for law enforcement because until laws are broken, there's not a whole lot that they can do.
That's Tanya Crumright. She's a member of the group Gillette Against Hate and helped to organize the counter-protest at the Koran burning rally.
You know, I personally think there are limits to free speech, and we should be able to recognize those limits, but it's such a gray area that law enforcement really has their hands tied, I think.
Crumright says that's why it's important to show up and counter hate speech.
I really believe that the most important thing is it's really hard to hate up close. And so if we can really get people communicating and talking, it can't do anything but help.
McDaniel's posts on Wyoming Hate Watch often highlight examples of hate speech, racism, and prejudice that others would brush off. But he says the page is even more important in the wake of racially motivated shootings in El Paso and other places.
There's still a lot of people out there who, you know, are not on one side or the other, and they think that this is not going to happen here, or that we don't have these types of people in our community. You got to be aware when these people are making these statements, you know, because it could happen anywhere.
McDaniel says it would be nice if his page could change some people's minds, but he isn't holding out hope. For now, he'll just keep posting. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.